I feel great. I feel like we all have worked so hard, and like just like under pressure, it was just so good to just see everyone like come together, and it was a good win.
You guys came out a little flat tonight in the first set, but really bounced back in the middle part of the match. What was the message, or what changed there after that first set?
We always tell each other, dig or die. Like, if there's a ball, you just hustle for it, and I think we really did well on that, especially towards the end. We hustled, honestly, was what won us that game.
Then in the fifth set, they had a couple chances to close out the match, and you guys were able to hold it off. What was that spark, or what did it take for you guys to stay in that match in the fifth?
I don't know. I feel like we all just love this team, and I think playing another game, practicing another day is just like kind of, we look forward to that. And I think we knew coming into this, like, we needed to play our game. We needed to just, and we did. We played really good, and I'm really happy.
You had a big night offensively tonight. What did you see? How were you able to find some openings in their defense?
Honestly, I didn't feel too good about tonight, but I don't know. I just kept swinging and trusting my setter, and I think just keep swinging, I guess.
You guys get to move on. You get a chance at Riverside. What's it take to go to Riverside and pull off an upset?
I mean, we just need to grit, have a lot of grit, and I think we can do it. I really do, and I'm excited. Like, I just want to play again.
I feel good. They performed in those tough moments. However, not the cleanest volleyball, so a little relieved that we came on top with us having as many airs as we did.
Yeah. You guys started a little slow there in the first. A second set, you guys won 25-7. What changed after set one?
We told them two things. One, we've got to start communicating. Our talk was pretty much non-existent that first set, and that was a huge difference. We always say, pour into the girls next to you. Even if you're not feeling it, you're not producing, you pour into the girl next to you so she can, and it comes back around to you. And so just energy was totally drastically different from set one to set two. The things that we had scouted, the things that we had talked about on defense, we didn't execute set one, and we did set two.
Seemed like when you guys needed points tonight, Carly was there to deliver. She had a lot of kills. She had seven aces tonight. What can you say about the way Carly played tonight?
She's a competitor. She wants to go win. She wants to go demolish the competition. And when push comes to shove in those tough moments, she's our go-to girl. You know that she's going to produce in some ways. Yeah, she had some errors tonight, but she sees the court so well. Her volleyball IQ is really high, and she's really good about talking to Stella about placements and talking with us about what's open, and her volleyball IQ and her competitive drive.
You guys move on to a regional quarterfinal. You get Riverside. I mean, they've been a beast all season long. What's it take to go there and try to get a win?
We're gonna have to play some clean volleyball, which we did not. We had our moments tonight, but we gotta control our side of the net, meaning we can't be talking about our communication or our energy. We've got to control our errors. Yes, errors are going to happen, but the unforced errors have to be minimal to non-existent if you're going to beat a team like Riverside. They're talented, but I think we're capable of doing it.